Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
We don't always have a video of our podcast, but when we have very special guests, we videotape it, especially guests that look this beautiful. Kathy and Susan are here. We're going to be talking about your new podcast, this big project called Golden Hour.
We are thrilled. We've done our first one, came out last week. Mm-hmm.
And the feedback has been fabulous. Good. So one of the things that we want to say is more about women our age and 50 and up, mm-hmm. not thinking life is over. There's so much more life. And I always say it's the best chapter, right, Kathy?
I think this is definitely going to be the best chapter of our lives. But I think what is going to make our podcast a little bit different is we're not 20 or 30 somethings.
We definitely.
We try. But the issues that people our age face are very different. And I think the goal is to give people hope and mm-hmm. give them encouragement to change their lives, to live life to the fullest. And that's Absolutely. Really what I think we want to do.
We're encouraging them to write in to us so we can answer some of their questions.
My favorite part.
Yes. So we had a few write in last week, and Kathy and I, on some of them, were on opposite mm-hmm. pages.
Shocker. And some of them we completely, totally agree.
Absolutely.
But here's one of the things that we did last week. We had, we invited people to send us DMs if they had guys, you know, their grandpa, their next door neighbor, whoever, to for us to have dates with. So today
we're going
to
screen each
other. We're going to screen each other's dates. So today we're at the airport and I had this great idea. It is April 1st. Okay. So we did this video of us saying that we were in LA. We both had, they had done such a great job of sending guys.
Fabulous dates waiting for us. So all these people are all excited.
And then we went through the whole thing about we were here for dates. It might lead to marriage.
Right.
And then we looked right in the camera and said,
April Fools.
Am I the first guy you've seen since you got to LA then?
Yes.
I actually talked to you. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You're it.
That's good. I was the one waiting. Okay, so I want to break this down in some pieces here. Okay. My first one, and I'm very curious about, got to know the two of you, big personalities, incredible people, have a lot of wisdom to share. Here's the thing that happens, because I've done this for 8 years now with my co-host, right?
School us, please.
You're both talkers, right? You both have opinions, and you can have opinions and good opinions on every topic that's out there. So as two co-hosts, what makes the two of you able to co-host this together to learn that kind of dance, right?
We're still learning.
We're learning. Okay. We're learning. You're absolutely right.
We're trying not to interrupt each other. No offense. I love you. You're my sister.
You just interrupted me. Where are you going with this?
Here I go. Kathy's long-winded.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to jump in, or I wish there was like a cue or something that we could do, but we're working on it. Yeah. We are. And then I find myself trying to overtalk to get it all in.
Sure.
So we're going to work that out, right?
It's a dance.
It is a dance.
It's a dance, and you figure it out, especially if you love each other, you care about each other, you want the podcast to be successful. There are very many moments when you have to bite your tongue and kind of say, hey, I'm going to wait here. What Ashley and I end up doing is we have a sign where I put my finger up or she puts her finger up. Hey, I have a point. I have a point. This isn't offensive. We both get it. And after we do it for 7 years, now I can jump in and be like, Ashley, where are you going with this? Or she can jump in and say, Ben, what are you talking about?
Right.
But for a while, it was just, hey, give me some space here. I have something I want to say, or I have two questions in a row here that I want to ask because I'm trying to get somewhere with this. You don't overuse it. You don't abuse it, but it is helpful.
Thank you.
Instead of just like getting frustrated, because frustration will be a thing even when you really love your co-host and you're like, this is going to be great.
Well, I think you hit on it, Ben. Susan and I think the same on many issues, but then something will come up and we are on opposite ends of the table. And, you know, I want to say what I think and she wants to say what she thinks. And that's where it takes the learning the dance.
And my fear is I'm going to forget what I was going to say because I'm listening and paying attention to what she's saying. Sure. And now my thought's racing, but it's something that you know, we're new at. And
you should
work
see
on.
My notepad. So when we record, I have a notepad next to me and I jot down notes on questions I want to ask because you always will forget.
You will forget.
And the worst thing when you're doing an interview and you have 30 minutes is when you sit there and you're like, I forgot what I was going to say. And you're sitting there like lost in your thought. So I just take little notes. Here's the thing that I had to get used to. Okay. This was really hard for me. It probably happened. I mean, we've been doing it for 8 years or 7.5 years. So probably only 3 years ago, I got used to this. There are things in my notepad that I never get to. I have to be okay just throwing it in the trash because the conversation's moved on past that point, right? Mm-hmm. We're in a flow. This is kind of the medium that we get to do. It moves forward. And if it's moved forward too much, I'm like, I don't get.
And the you only can't
people,
go backwards.
Can't go
and
back.
The only people who are going to know. It's you.
It's you. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like writing. I've done a lot of writing in my life and I think, oh, that's a great sentence. But sometimes you have to take it out. And the only one that knows it's missing is me. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Same thing.
Good point.
And here's the other point of podcasting. I've never met anybody that listens to podcasts because they want to hear the hosts, especially if you have a guest, talk more than their guest.
Yeah.
Because they're going to hear your voice every week. Now, you just mentioned that you are getting people writing in. Mm-hmm. That's something we just started the Almost Famous podcast about 4 months ago. It's called Almost Good Advice.
Oh, I've listened.
Yeah.
I've listened.
And the reason that we do Almost Good Advice is because neither Ashley nor myself are experts, but we always have different opinions. We see life on completely different spectrums for multiple reasons, right? One, you know, she's a wife.
And a mother.
She's a mother.
Yeah.
She comes from the East Coast, right? My faith is very important to me. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a husband, still newer to it, right?
You have
compared
a puppy,
to her.
You have a dog.
I have a dog. He's a handful. But we never agree, really. And that's the beauty of what happens at some point is you can start to argue in a way that's like, I don't know if I'm right or wrong here. Right. So how are the two of you going to argue passionately with being okay with being wrong?
Can I answer that?
Knock yourself out.
We agree to disagree.
Okay.
One of the things when we were looking over those things prior to going on air and you had an opinion, your reaction was a certain way. Yeah. Then when we thought about it and you started easing up a little, I said, no, stay with your original reaction. Stay true to yourself.
Oh, right? It's not a matter of me staying true to myself.
Well,
it's
no. But
when you start thinking about something,
yes, you're then changing
you think,
yeah.
Well, maybe this, maybe that.
You talk yourself out of it.
But
some things made sense, probably.
Some things make sense, but I think sometimes a knee-jerk reaction is not necessarily... the best advice, right? So you have to think about it.
But as you said, we're not professionals. We're giving you from our life, what we've learned in life.
But wait, can I just tell you the best question that we had so far?
Let's hear your opinion, Ben.
Let's see. So Ben, 69-year-old guy, 30-year-old woman, divorced, living next door with two children. The 69-year-old's been invited over for dinner several times. He kind of wants to lean in and kiss her. He thinks he's got feelings for her. I'm like, Susan, can you count from 30 to 70 and do it slowly? Because that's how many years apart they are.
Now I'm going to say the story, okay?
Okay.
She's exactly right. She's divorced with two small kids. He lives next door. They're very good friends. The children know him. He goes three times a week for dinner.
Okay.
But he is having a feeling that he wants to kiss her.
Sure.
She got stuck on the age, right? Pop, pop.
69.
I said, when you lean in to hug her every time, you'll know.
Yeah.
You look her in the eyes or communicate with her.
So is the question,
I kiss her? But I don't want to ruin the friendship.
So it was written from him saying, should I kiss her?
Yes.
And let's just give a little tease to your show then. Your differing opinions were...
Can you count from 30 to 70? Age difference
matters, you're saying.
Age difference matters.
Okay.
And I said we don't have all the information, but she's 30 and
he's 69.
And she's probably inviting him over because her grandfather is probably dead. And she feels sorry for him because he's living
by... She likes him. She likes his company.
His wife died. It's a sympathy dinner.
So, Susan, your advice was...
Three times a week is not a sympathy dinner. I said you can usually tell if you look them in the eye if they want to reciprocate. If not, when you go to hug her, just say, I really want to kiss you. But if it's going to ruin our friendship, I won't.
30...
Communicate. 31, I don't care. 32. I'm not telling you they're getting married. Maybe they want to just have a little affair. Who cares?
So let me dig into this a little bit here. So age is an issue to you, Kathy. You think that, like...
Listen, my son just married a woman. Susan actually married them 2 weeks ago. And she is 10 years older than my son. She's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'll do 10 years.
Yeah.
But I think 40 years is different generations. It's different culture.
There's a lot of differences. Now, Susan, your opinion is, if you were 30, let's throw back to when you were 30 years old. And this happens, right?
She was dating 20.
How would you have wanted this to be handled? Same way for him to ask you? Because I feel like as a 35-year-old, that even asking, I want to kiss you, you're already kind of messing up the, if it's not right, if she's not into it, you're already messing up the three times a week dinner, right?
Exactly.
So there's maybe another way.
So if I have to think about it and sleep on it and listen to your opinion and her opinion, yes, it does make sense.
Wait.
In my head, it might have been a little affair or something that they were going to keep as adults. There's nothing wrong with that. To each his own. That's how I felt.
And
I don't want to judge.
I know we could probably find some people out there who have a big age gap. I don't even put a number to it.
39.
That have real love. Yeah. But that have real love. That have found love, companionship, partnership, and they're making it work together. And it's made their lives better for whatever romantic relationship, whatever the benefits are of that.
Never say never.
Never say never. So, but this is the beauty of this. You guys are going to come at it from two different opinions.
Sure.
Now, one of my final questions for the two of you, when it comes to golden hour, you two are sitting down. You're best known because of your time on The Golden Bachelor. Can fans of that are people that are not fans of The Golden Bachelor, have never seen the show, would they get anything out of your show?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
we're more
like what?
About reaching women of America and sharing that it's not over. Like we just said, your best chapter is yet to happen. Yeah. Whether it's a friendship, a relationship with a man, a hobby, no matter what it is, people get stuck sitting on the sofa thinking they're too old, life is over. You know, I'm just going to sit here.
And I think this podcast is a jumping off point from The Golden Bachelor and our experiences. But it's not that we have all the answers. We've lived a lot of years, but that's both of our hope, that we can talk about things from our point of view, from where we are in life, having had children and spouses die and divorces, that will maybe give some insight and help other people find more meaning and purpose and enjoyment in their lives at this stage.
Also, many, many people from California to St. Martin come up to us and share their stories. We've brought something out of them and they're tearing up with us. We're cheering with them, sharing how we made them feel, how we made them think more positive. That's what it's about.
And we're not, I think people our age have felt invisible. And that's our goal, is one of our goals, to not make people our age, you know, let's call it over 60, not feel invisible anymore. We have a lot to say. We have a lot of life to live and a lot of love to give.
And a lot of fun.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Misspelling is a new podcast from Tori Spelling. Who is the real woman behind the notorious Tori Spelling headlines? Is the mother of five living in a Beverly Hills manor or in an RV? Is she Donna Martin or is she a down and out divorcee? For someone who grew up with Hollywood mogul Aaron Spelling, was she daddy's little girl or is she her father's daughter? In a town where the lines are blurred, it's finally time to clear the air with the misunderstood misspelling. Follow Tori as she confronts the missteps, the mistakes, and the misconceptions. Misspelling is ready to reveal what's real and what's fake as she strips down her Hollywood persona. If you think the rumors are shocking, just wait until you hear the truth. Because when a woman has nothing to lose, she has everything to gain. Listen to Misspelling starting April 1st on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a similar vein here, when somebody starts a new project, the question I always end our conversations with is, if you have one person, and you're going to have a group of people, many people that listen, what do you just hope they take from it? Like when they're done listening to you, if there's just like one clear sentence, one couple words here, what do you hope they feel?
I hope they feel that their day is better and they got some kernel of encouragement and happiness out of listening to us.
Feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
And realize they're not invisible.
So you can listen to the Golden Hour podcast with Kathy and Susan. We're anywhere you can listen to podcasts, I'm assuming.
You do have to go on Bachelor Happy Hour to find us.
So you're in Bachelor Happy Hour thread. Yep. So you go to Bachelor Happy Hour, you can find the Golden Hour podcast
and
with Kathy.
And it's under Bachelor Happy Hour.
Perfect. And it's
and
weekly?
Follow us.
Yes. And if you want to write in, it's bachelorhappyhour.com/GoldenHour. And you can submit your questions.
And you want questions from all...
Every walk of life.
Everything.
Yes,
also,
yes.
can I just plug unmercifully?
Yeah, anything.
If you have that special grandfather, father, uncle...
Hot guy next door.
Please send them our way. We'll fight over them.
Well, my final question for the two of you is going to be, have you dated since the show?
We're shaking our heads.
I did have one. Yeah.
Okay. I did. You win.
Yeah.
Not good.
I met him in... he's a nice man.
Wait, can I translate for Susan?
Yeah.
When Susan says he's a nice man...
He might be listening.
You're a nice man.
No, he is a nice man, and I still talk to him.
That's great.
We met Marshalls.
Hey, I mean, that's your modern day love story,
I'll
tell you that.
She was shopping for aprons, and he was looking for socks.
The two of you are great. I can't wait to listen. Fan of the two of you. You're going to be great together. This is going to be an amazing dance. I can't wait to see the evolution of the show and the two of you as hosts. It's going to be fantastic.
Can we have you on?
Anytime. I'd love to be there.
You're one of the ones we want to come.
Never. I would never say no.
I just want to say, I'm plugging your podcast. I listen to you and I think you are an amazing man for your age, for any age. You give incredibly good advice. I love it.
Thank you, Kathy. You've always been very nice to me. And it means so much.
I'm honest.
It really, thank you. You are.
We love you.
Hey, again, Golden Hour, Kathy and Susan, under the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast thread. Tune in, check it out.
We want to hear from
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
We'll see you there.
This has been the Almost Famous Podcast, and I've been Ben. We'll be back, next week. It's off season here at the podcast. Bachelor is over. And so now we're transitioning into really great interviews, really good content, some more almost good advice. And also we're going to start teasing the next season of The Bachelorette, which obviously has started filming. We have some big news on that. We're going to talk about why they're not at the Bachelor Mansion this year. Absolutely shocking.
We want to know.
We want to know.
Inquiring minds.
So we'll be back till next time. Until then, I've been Ben.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.